Hey guys, Alex Newman here with The New American. We're at CPAC, and we have with us Millennial Millie, Millie Weaver, journalist extraordinaire. Actually, we've relied on her work many times at The New American magazine, also at the Law Enforcement Intelligence Brief. Millie, thanks for being with us. You know, the last time I really found something that you were doing extraordinary was the Sunrise Movement. You got just incredible footage. I won't ask you about your methods, but what's going on with that? I mean, shortly after you broke that story, our cities were going up in flames. What's going on with that?
Okay, so we had an undercover investigator. It took about a year and a half to be able to infiltrate some of these left-wing groups, the left-wing affinity groups, Sunrise Movement being one of the main ones, which it guises itself as like an environmentalist, green movement organization, but it's been endorsed by Bernie Sanders, AOC. AOC participates in their Zoom chats. So this is like a big, well-known group within the left wing, but they also work closely with the leadership of Black Lives Matter, Extinction Rebellion, a bunch of these other left-wing affinity groups. So our undercover person leading up to the election was in there getting like literal gold, okay? We had senior executive service level government employees, people working in Department of Homeland Security, CISA, in these Zoom chats plotting with these left-wing groups subversion, to subvert President Trump regardless of what the election results were. They were plotting a counter coup against President Trump. That's what they said. They said, let's call it a coup. We're going to call it a coup. So whatever the election result would be, they were planning that they were going to call it a coup. And then that Trump was doing a coup to overthrow Biden and they were going to resist him. So they had a whole plethora of events lined out starting election night 2020 leading up to Inauguration Day. And one of their hot point event days was January 6th. Okay. They also had ArcGIS maps, like detailed maps. And the main location that they literally had redlined as like, it's like highlighted in red circled, was the Capitol building. And in there you had Lisa Fithian, who's like a well-known Extinction Rebellion left-wing activist that's known for really radical, you know, crazy rioting and protests. She was there and she was talking about, you know, people are going to be there and they're going to take over buildings and we should just let them. And these are the same groups of people in these chats that talk about burning down buildings is a valid and acceptable form of protest. I mean, they were talking about targeting conservatives at a bar called Harry's around that time period. And then somebody ended up being attacked by some BLM people and there was a stabbing. I mean, these groups are extremely well organized and coordinated. And the scary thing is we all just assume that they're just kind of these rogue left-wing groups acting independently. No, AOC literally has been in their Zoom calls. We have her in their Zoom calls. Many of these people in the Sunrise Movement, they went off to go fill Biden's cabinet. Some of the people in their Zoom chats, the federal workers for, they call it democracy and everything else, they literally are, like I said, DHS employees, senior executive service level, like high level individuals.
One of the things that struck me from the footage that you guys got and the investigations you did was they were training children, I mean, underage minors, to commit acts of violence. I mean, burning down buildings, terrorism. I mean, it sounded to me like they were recruiting and training child terrorists in flagrant violation of the laws. And now we know that, you know, there was federal officials involved. And then, you know, they go to January 6th and they say that was an insurrection, that was sedition. You've been researching a lot on January 6th. How does it compare, you know, what we saw with the BLM and the Sunrise Movement and all this violence that we saw with what we saw on January 6th, allegedly an insurrection in these things?
Well, this is the crazy thing. Okay, so there's literally like these videos that we released just before the election of these groups planning an insurrection, planning to take over the building. They had outlined the Capitol, okay? Then we have an attack happen actually on January 6th within the dates of their, you know, planned events. We know that there were Antifa people there. There were people dressed in black bloc where they cover all their bodies so they cannot be identified. The reason why many of them have not been identified by authorities is simply because they know how to dress in black bloc. People in these Zoom chats were being trained on Hong Kong style tactics, how to dress in black bloc. We know that John Sullivan was one of the people who was identified at January 6th. He was in there filming with Jade Sacker. They were filming like a Netflix documentary. But he himself, he was only identified because he had taken off his mask, which is outside protocol for him usually. On his social media profiles, he would be educating people on how to, you know, dress in black box so you're not identified. So he kind of messed up there in the moment of triumph and victory. Look, we did it. We actually like took it over. We did it, right? So yeah, there were cells of Antifa there. There were people dressing up, wearing the Trump stuff, taking it off.
I saw some of the videos.
Yeah, so definitely it was a setup in the largest magnitude, where you have this ripe event where you have massive amounts of Trump supporters being there. It's a heated environment because you have an election teetering in the balance, a very controversial election, all this talk of election fraud, election meddling. And then you have these groups that come in here and they're the ones breaking through the windows, using crowbars, smashing things, and they're getting in there and they're doing exactly what they needed to do to frame up Trump, frame up the Trump supporters. And that's not to say that there wasn't involvement from right-wing groups there, because there was some involvement from right-wing groups. But when we look at the background of these right-wing groups, we see the FBI all over it. We see FBI informants and other glowies, essentially, surrounding some of these right-wing groups that were participating in it. Like, you look at the leadership, they're FBI informants and such. So
it's pretty amazing, Millie. You do really great work. Where is the best place for people to follow all the stuff that you're up to?
So if you guys wanted to actually look directly at the Sunrise stuff, I kind of archived it all on a website called sunriseexposed.com. So you guys can find it all there. But if you want to find my journalistic works, you can go to millennialmillie.com. On there, you could watch. I put a really extensive documentary of all the evidence that I put together, whistleblowers, exclusive recordings never before heard, in that documentary on my website, millennialmillie.com. That documentary is called PSYOP the Steal, because what I believe happened on January 6th was a PSYOP of the highest level. Absolutely. It was a PSYOP on the American people. Look how well they controlled the narrative, right? Everyone was talking about the election fraud. Everyone was talking about getting the electoral slates over, you know, reevaluated and conducting thorough investigations, having whistleblowers and witnesses come forward and testify. And that was what was supposed to happen. But because January 6th happened the way it did, the narrative was completely flipped. It gave the rhinos the moral high ground they needed to be able to shift gears and fully back Biden and throw Trump under the bus to get him out of there. So it was a takeover. It was a coup, right? They said, let's call it a coup. They said that Trump was running a coup, right, with the January 6th insurrection. But meanwhile, they were the ones actually conducting a coup. So it was an orchestrated, action between the left-wing groups and the rhinos from the investigative research I did. And you guys can watch that on PSYOP the Steal.
And they were even bragging about some of this in Time Magazine, that crazy article where they talked about a conspiracy of big government, big labor, big tech, big media. It's amazing. Well, Millie, thank you very much for what you do. Thanks for being with us, and we'll look forward to catching up with you soon.
Thank you so much, Alex. Thank you.